here's your Christmas edition of the All-Time Jukebox. Merry Christmas, fellas. Your All-Time Jukebox joins with everyone else in a season's greeting or three. And this is Jill with a load of presents. Presents in the form of some famous all-time records. For our part in your Christmas day, we brought along some of the records that were popular during Christmases gone by. You'll hear some of the songs that you heard during Christmas of 1937, 38, and on up to this Christmas. So take that candy cane out of your mouth and relax and listen. I wonder how many Christmas shows have played this song so far. All of them, I guess. But we have a corner on the phonograph record, so it's safe to send you, for the first time this Christmas, Glenn Miller's Jingle Bells.
Open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells,
jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle bells,
I don't mind the storm. Bring your coat and hat, you lukewarm cat, I've got my horn to keep me warm.
Down in Mexico, we have got no snow.
You have got no snow.
Down in Mexico, sit around all day, hear the music play. Every time we sing, tequila glasses ring.
Jingle, 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 jingle.
Back to Christmas 1938. While you think of where you were, I'll try and remember what I was doing. Let's see. Seems to me I went to a progressive dinner. Remember those? Soup at one house, salad at another, the main course somewhere else. And oh yes, we stopped in at the Wilshire Bowl. Phil Harris was playing there at the time, and the big song of the week was You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby. According to the records, Bing's was top, so here it is.
Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove the little boy wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, You must have shown the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby. 'Cause baby, look at you now. Does your mother realize the stork delivered quite a prize the day he left you on the family tree? Does your dad appreciate that you're merely super great, the miracle of any century? If they don't, just send them both to me. Been a beautiful baby. Yes, you must have been a wonderful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove the little boys wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, you must have shown the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby. 'Cause, baby, look at you now.
Christmas 1939. I was a year older. So were you, whether we liked it or not. No progressive dinner this year. We learned our lesson. Boy, was that soup cold when we got there. Nope, 1939 was a year we won't forget. Christmas was wonderful. But you couldn't help thinking about the war in Europe just started. Say, what did you get in 1939? How old were you? The main present I remember was a big box of candied figs from my dad. And I hate candied figs. But Dad never knew. He also never realized that he ate them all. Well, that Christmas, Bonnie Baker was around. Remember her? Oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny. Yep, that was a record of the day. Old Johnny with Bonnie Baker.
Oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, have been above. You make my sad heart jump with joy. And when you're near, I just can't sit still a minute. I'm so, oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, please tell me, dear, what makes me love you so? You're not handsome, it's true. But when I look at you, I just, oh, Johnny.
Well, we move on to Christmas 1940. Gosh, I remember that Christmas well. I was up in San Francisco, and I suddenly decided to try and get home for Christmas. At 9 p.m. on the 24th, the decision was made, and after one of those all-night driving sessions, I arrived under the tree at 8 a.m. Christmas Day. Well, I might add that after driving all night to be home for Christmas, I slept all day. Oh, well, it was fun. The Christmas tune of 1940 was supplied by Glenn Miller and his orchestra. I'm sure you remember A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square.
That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels shining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I'm perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered over London town, how could he know we two were so in love? The whole darn world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. Nightingale sang in Berkeley
The jukebox marches on to Christmas 1941. Not a very merry one. Pearl Harbor just a couple of weeks old. My kid brother was already in the Navy, and I guess most of you were thinking about joining the service. The music of the moment was the piano concerto, and here's Freddie Martin's all-time record of it.
Thank you.
You're listening to the All-Time Jukebox, Christmas edition, with the most popular records of Christmas weeks of years gone by. 1942 is next on the list. Me? Well, that was the first year that I was broadcasting on Christmas. I remember that Christmas show well. We had everybody on it, from Lana Turner to the Santa Claus from Macy's basement. And Kay Kaiser did the tune of the times, the most popular song at Christmas in 1942. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition and we'll all stay free. Praise the Lord and swing into position. Can't afford to be a politician. Praise the Lord, we're all between perdition and the deep blue.
God quite said it, you gotta give him credit, for a son of a gun of a gunner was he.
Shouting praise the Lord, we're all the mighty mission. All aboard, we ain't a-going fishing. Praise the Lord, and pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free.
Jump back to 1937. We were young then. Well, fairly young anyway. I'll bet you were making snowmen then, weren't you? Gosh, out in California, we can only look at pictures of snowmen. But at that, 1937 gave us Californians a surprise. On the 24th of December, it snowed. Well, I guess you wouldn't call it a storm, but some of that white stuff, a little thin, descended on California. Boy, what excitement. We had great plans for snowballs and snowmen and snow cones. So, bright and early Christmas morning, all of us kids were out on the street. But not the California snow. It just sort of disappeared. So I guess it was a dream. Music that year? It was a Benny Goodman tune called I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart.
Thank you. since you and I have drifted apart. Life doesn't mean a thing to me. Please come back, sweet music. I know I was wrong. Am I too late to make amends? You know that we were meant to be more than just friends. Just friends. Oh, I let a song go out of my heart. Believe me, darling, when I say I won't know sweet music until you return someday.
Christmas in 1943, 44, and even this Christmas all bring to mind the same song, White Christmas. Many who've dreamed of a white Christmas will have one this year, and next year should make that dream come true for all. Bing sings White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used. Where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Well, fellas, those are your Christmas songs of the past years. I hope they brought you a little closer to home. Thanks so much for giving me this chance to spend a few minutes with all of you. Thanks for your many presents, your swell letters. Thanks for you. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Jill. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.